morning. It is a beautiful morning today, is it not? And at least here in Harrisonville, there's no wind blowing for the moment. Hey, hey, that's good. And yeah, it's all good. It is a great morning as we come here both online and in person, and we're here with our friends from Trinity Jazz. You can tell which one of us is not from Trinity Jazz. I didn't get the blue color memo. But it is indeed good to be here. You know, and as we come to worship today, I am reminded of all the ways that God makes his voice known to us. Amen? I mean, we hear of God through his word. We hear the Spirit moving as we pray. We hear and respond to God as God speaks to us through the voice of others. But nowhere even more powerfully maybe than this morning, we're going to experience God speaking to us through the sounds of music. Isn't that just a great thing? I mean, that is a great thing. You can applaud that. Some of you started to. Because music truly does speak to our soul. It speaks to all that we are. And so interspersed this morning as we worship God together, we're going to get to hear music. We're going to get to sing music. We're going to get to hear God's word as it weaves itself in and out. And we are going to be filled with God's Spirit as we worship and as we leave this place. So as we begin this time, would you just pray with me? And then we're going to begin as we open up worship. Gracious and holy God, send your Spirit upon this place, upon us, and fill us with that newness, with that freshness. Let us know and sense your being all around us. We do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please welcome this morning Trinity Jazz.
Thank you. continue now with our opening hymn. If you would all please stand and join us in Sweet, Sweet Spirit by Doris Akers. Hymn number 334 in your hymnal and on the screens.
Our worship order is a little bit different than normal this morning, as you can maybe tell already, but it is good to be here again in this day. In your bulletin today are some announcements of things that are coming up, and so I just want to lift those up to you. One of our great joys is that we continue to be meeting and greeting our neighbors in the area, and so as a part of our Adopt the Street program, so that has been very wonderful, and I want to thank all the folks who have just been a part of that as well. We're going to continue with our confirmation class for high schoolers today, and so that we're excited about as well. And on Wednesday, we'll be gathering together for a small group Bible study in the book of Romans. And so if you want to are interested in being a part of that, come join us. It's going to be a great time, and all you have to do is just show up, all right? How many of you can show up for something? All right, yeah, I know, okay, so if I said I was having food, how many, yeah, Mary's in now, yeah. I knew it. I knew what it would be in that way as well. We do also want to just lift in our prayers today, both in our hearts and as we come before God, folks who are ill, folks who are struggling. We want to lift up things that are going on in the world around us that cause our hearts to break, that cause us to wonder indeed, how is God at work in the midst of all this? But we know that God is. And so would you join me in a time of prayer today? Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before you today. We come before you with hearts that are open. Open to share our joy for all that you have given us. Open to share the joy of being here in this place before you and with our friends and family. Open, O God, to all that you would speak to us and all that you would have to show to us today. Open our ears and our eyes to be aware of you, to be looking for you. Open our hands that they might be open to serve you and to welcome others into our midst. And today, God, as we open our hearts to you, we release our prayers for those that are hurting because they've lost a loved one. We ask you to grant comfort and peace. We open our hearts today and we release to you those who are in need of your care, those who are in need of healing, those who are in need of hope, those who are in need of guidance, those who are in need of inspiration, those who are just in need of a deeper relationship with you. Hear in our hearts as we name them before you now, O God. Draw them into your presence. Let them know that someone is praying for them right now. May they feel the nudge of your love and of your spirit in their lives. And today, God, we lift up our world, we lift up our leaders, and we lift up those in our communities and those who are at work around us, O God, and we ask that you would give them wisdom. We ask that you would give them guidance. But most of all, O God, we ask that you would have your will be done. Not as we would do it, but as you would do it. And help us to be instruments of that. These are the prayers that we offer to you, O God, in this day. And these are the prayers that we lift up with one heart and one voice as we pray the prayer that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now, as you're able, let's stand together and let's join in this next hymn with one another.
theme that we selected for today is Hallelujah, which mixes hymns, gospel, spirituals, as well as main jazz works. The next piece comes Sunday is actually in the United Methodist Hymnal. It was composed by Duke Ellington originally as a very slow piece for Black, Brown, and Beige in the 1940s, and then was a theme used in the first concert of sacred music in 1966. Duke Ellington wrote three concerts of sacred music. This is from the first one. But we're in the metro Kansas City area, so it has to swing. So this is Michael Gunn's arrangement of Come Sunday by Duke Ellington. One. us Psalm 103, excerpts of Psalm 103 by Brother John.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowds with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle's wings. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly host, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Thank you.
musicians do.
Ready? Amen.
Keep your soul together.
I think they got that.
Let's do it one more time.
Okay. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
So we have a reading from the Beatitudes song by Freddie Hubbard's Keep Your Soul Together.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons and daughters of God. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Keep your soul together.
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen.
Keep your soul together.
Thank you.
It's been a blessing so far, has it not? Yeah. Hey, it's good. Okay. And some of you are going, yeah, can they come back next week? We are done with you. And yeah, I got that. But as we continue, and here's one other thing, just so you can know today, all right, when you play that game, have you ever done this thing called two truths and a lie when you're introducing yourself? You tell two things that are true about yourself and ones that's not so true, and people try to guess which one's not so true. Now you can add to your true side, I sang with a jazz band. See, you can add that. There you go, there you go. Hey, as we continue in our worship of God today, in this next musical number, we're going to offer our gifts to God. So whether you're online or whether you're here in person or whether you're in person and want to give online, now is the time for us to offer our gifts to God. As you bring those forward, may you offer your heart, may you offer your gift, may you offer your lives in this day as we bring an offering to our Lord.
piece that we use the scripture from James chapter 1.
James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered amongst the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
Thank you.
Ed, wherever you are, where are you, Ed? Early just said, you're kind of old, ain't you? I said, yes, I am. But Ed, thank you so much for opening this door for us to be here today. We again want to thank all of you for being here. Before we play Every Time I Feel the Spirit, I wish to reintroduce the members of the band to you. Doug Talley, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Braggs. Brother John Anderson. Tim Brewer. Mark Olson. Mike Martin. Here is Every Time We Feel, We Feel the Spirit. Thank you. course, is "The Lord Would Guide My Feet." This arrangement was advanced, written by our saxophonist, Doug Calvin.
Now, I know you're grateful for these folks that are here, but let us give thanks to God for giving them gifts to praise God with. Shall we give God thanks right now? It is good. All of you who have gathered here in this day, who have listened and heard God's word proclaimed in music, you have been given gifts to share as well. Gifts to love, gifts to serve, gifts to sing, gifts to share his word from your mouth to others' ears. May you use those gifts to glorify God. And as you do so, may Jesus be lifted up and draw all people unto him. Amen? Amen. And amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.